It's Monday, July 6th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Good way to open up this here episode of the show. Two bands I like a lot getting together to make a song that is even more than the sum of its parts. That was Hatchie from Brisbane, Australia, and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart from New York City pairing up to do a single called Sometimes Always. And man, do I like that Sometimes Always. I just think that is such an incredibly catchy song. The Michael Stipe vibes in Pains of Being Pure at Heart vocals, and then like the maybe like the Sundays vibes coming off Hatchie in that song. It sounds like some electro compilation from the 90s. They would have Michael Stipe and the Sundays together or something. For all I know, that even happened, but maybe it didn't. The point is, nothing about Michael Stipe or REM or the Sundays. Just Hatchie and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Super great song. Love it. I would listen to it a million times if I haven't already, which I might have because I like it a lot. Okay, speaking of other things I like a lot, how about this band from Oslo, Norway? They are called Gold Celeste, and we're going to hear two songs off of their recent EP, Common Ground. First song we're going to hear, I Don't Wanna. The second song, Tell Me Something, particularly strong. I mean, I think both of these songs are definitely five stars, but Tell Me Something is just like a real standout track, so you have that to look forward to. But I Don't Wanna, also great. So without further ado, Oslo, Norway's very own Gold Celeste right now on The Sounds of My Head with I Don't Wanna and Tell Me Something.
Like me, what? I myself too. I hope it wasn't wrong. Don't worry about this heart of mine. It's been busted for a long, long time. Don't only find static on that line. So hang up the telephone. Cause I already broke my arm. Oh, my home. From my home. Stay alone, yeah. I broke my arm. My worst enemy is my own flesh and bone.
stop, get all the elixirs on the very basis of your mind.
Let's catch up. After Gold Celeste back there, we heard Shannon Shaw from Northern California. We heard the songs Broke My Own and Goodbye Summer, both off her new Shannon in Nashville album. And I don't know if it was like recorded in Nashville or produced in Nashville or if it has anything to do with Nashville other than maybe kind of has like a little hint of it in the vibe of the tunes or what, but great album. And in particular, Goodbye Summer. My goodness, that song's so super catchy. That's up there with Sometimes Always. Then after Shannon Shaw, we heard Clinic from Liverpool. I missed their album that came out last year. It's called Wheel Tappers and Shutters, and we heard two songs from it, Laughing Cavalier and Ferry Boat of the Mind. Both very good songs and very Clinic-y sounding. I feel like it's like you hear these songs and it's like immediately like listening to the first Clinic record. It's so good. They haven't changed a thing, but they still make new music that I love. It's super great. So well done, Clinic, for being consistent. And also short songs. I feel like those are underrated. I like short songs. So nice of them to have short songs. Okay, up next, sticking with the UK from Manchester, it's Chemtrails. That's right, I've played them on the show many times, and they've got a new record. It's called The Peculiar Smell of the Inevitable, and we are going to hear two songs from it. First, Paranoiacs, and then Saint Vitus. Both very Chemtrail-y sounding songs. I don't know if I love this album as much as I like their earlier releases, but I still like it a lot, and it does sound very true to form. So if you've liked Chemtrails when I played them in the past before, you'll probably like these new songs as well. So without further ado, Chemtrails with Paranoiacs and Saint Vitus right now on The Sounds of My Head.
To work around like that. every now and then, on the hiking trail, a man or a woman will show up who doesn't get the program. Hiking is for trudging defeatedly. All right? We've all agreed to it. It's unspoken, but it's there. But every now and then, somebody's got to show up, and they got to do that weird extra show-offy workout shit. You know, it's not enough that they're hiking. They got to do that urban workout where you turn the environment around you into your gym. You see a tree branch, you jump up, and you fucking do pull-ups. Yeah! Or you see a park bench, you drop it, you do crunches. Grr! Grab a possum and curl it. Everything is your gym. And the men and women that do this are already gorgeous. I don't know what, like, there's not an ounce of fat on them. You see every rib and rivet. I don't know what fitness level they're going for. It's like they're trying to reach a fitness level I like to call painful to fuck. Like, it looks like, they look like it would hurt to fuck them. Like, you'd be so excited, like, look at this physical specimen, and then 5 minutes into it, you're like, oh, I'm basically lying naked on a floor covered in Legos. Like, I don't know why I thought this was a, wow, this is not a good idea.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. That was two songs in a row by a band from Oslo, Norway. That was Orion's Belt, that's the name of the band. And the songs we heard were 60 Meters Per Minute and Orbit, both from the 60 Meters Per Minute EP, which came out this year. They do have a lot of previous releases, mostly instrumental, but there are some songs that have some singing in them on some of the records. But I'm pretty into it. I like how random and diverse it sounds. And for some reason, I originally thought they were Dutch. I thought they were Dutch until I was doing the prep for the show and I realized, wait, they're from Oslo? So I was surprised. Anyway, they're super good. They're pulling in influences from all over the place and making crazy music that's quite cool, very catchy sometimes. And Orbit, you know, it's got some of that like South African guitar, and then 60 Meters Per Minute, it's like, it's got that really great hook that repeats. Super good. So definitely into Orion's Belt. If you like that, check out more by them. They've got some other EPs they released this year as well, plus older albums. Okay, speaking of things from Norway, how about this? We're going to finish up the show with a third band from Norway. This wasn't intentional. I wasn't even planning this. It turns out that all these bands are Norwegian. This band is called Remington Super 60, and we're going to hear their song Still Near. It's coming off of an EP going to be released later this fall. You know, I should say, a little bit of behind-the-curtain action over here. I get, like, emails all the time from bands and labels and stuff like, hey, you should put my song on your show, and clearly they've, like, never heard my show. They don't know what my show is. Half the time it's like, you know, we're like a gangster rap heavy metal band that does Christian music. And I'm like, yeah, guys, you got the wrong podcast. I don't reply to all these people typically. But anyway, I occasionally get really good submissions. It happens periodically. And this one, the band sent it to me. And in the email, they describe themselves. And they describe themselves as a Norwegian indie pop band that are musically inspired by everything from the Beach Boys to New Order, with a little dash of Stereolab and Velvet Underground in the middle. And I was like, man, you guys got my number, right? I was like, if it sounds anything like their description. So they had me at one click. And I think it's pretty good. I don't know if it quite lives up to that mashup of inspiration, but it's certainly a good song. And it's enough to make me want to put it on the show. So, especially with all these other Norwegian bands, I thought it might as well. So, we're going to end the show here with Remington Super 60 from Norway. This is their song, Still Near, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. that does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Aesir, Papillion, and Atlantic Surfing, all by Orion's Belt. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media and Spotify, where you'll find a playlist for season 17. That's got all the songs I've been playing this whole year in one big fat playlist on Spotify, so you can just listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk. Sounds like a dream come true. We will see you again in a couple of weeks for an all-new episode of the show. And until then, see you later.